Patricia Bowl in for Christy Cameron this afternoon. It is Tuesday, December 28th, if you're keeping track at home. Doesn't matter, though. If you're not working, it's okay. It can be whatever day you want it to be. Stay in the PJs if you like. It is all good. But thank you for joining us on here. If you are driving home from work, then good for you working the week between Christmas and New Year's. I'm sure we'll all be rewarded for it at some point. Well, a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of speaking with a wonderful family whose now 8-year-old daughter, 6 years old at the time, had been diagnosed with a rare blood disorder called aplastic anemia. Aplastic anemia, a one in a million diagnosis, discovered after the family pushed for that initial blood test. A mother's instinct, her active girl was napping and bruising easily.
If we had just left it, we might have lost Hillary. So it really, you really got to push.
And now the push is on in earnest. Hillary needs a stem cell match.
17 to 35 males and females are needed to join the bone marrow registry.
So that was then, and this is now, a completely different picture. And this is a good news story, a lovely story. Hillary McKibben has entered remission and the past few days had a chance to really celebrate her first pretty much normal Christmas in quite some time. We love that for her. And joining us now on the line is the precocious Hillary and her mom, Kelly. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to both of you.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Patricia Bull. Merry Christmas to you, too.
So nice to talk to you. I was feeling emotional listening to that and thinking back to Hillary and how talented she was at the piano, because that was actually her music that we were hearing in that piece, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you still sing and play piano a little bit, Hillary?
I definitely do sing a lot still. It's just piano. I'm not really doing it anymore. Like, I'm going to try to get back on track, but I don't really do it anymore that much.
Same with me. I took piano lessons until, grade 5 of the Royal Conservatory, whatever that was. My mom forced me to practice. I didn't want to practice. I hated it. Now, I'm 100 years old, and I'm thinking, I would love to get back to it. I wish I'd kept it up, but my mom's not nudging me anymore, so I got to figure it out on my own, I guess. So tell us a little bit about where things are for you guys right now and how this December has been compared to other Decembers.
This December has been probably the best one ever, although there were some hard times because my teacher is now leaving my virtual school and stuff like that. It's a little hard to do that. I might have cried, might have not.
That's a good teacher then, right?
Yeah, she's a really good teacher. But this December has probably been the best December I've ever had in my life.
And Kelly, why is it so good right now?
Well, it's like night and day. I mean, last year Hillary had to wake up and take her immunosuppressant first before, looking under the tree. And that's a really different, and it wasn't, it was a really tough 2 years, a lot of, a lot of pain, body pain and headaches. And now, Hillary, we woke up, you were the first one out of bed, you're making cotton candy every morning.
That's a sweet start to the day.
Yes, so we're just very, very glad that Hillary's in recovery right now, and we're just hoping to keep it that way.
And what is within your power to do to keep it that way? Do you have to still be pretty careful or?
Yes. Well, so aplastic anemia is characterized by pancytopenia, so low blood counts for her neutrophils, her hemoglobin, and her platelets. And while her hemoglobin and platelets have reached a normal level, her neutrophils remain low at this time. And so she's, the white blood cells, so she's more susceptible to infection from bacteria or fungus or, heaven forbid, a virus. So we do have to take extra precautions in many ways, not just viral, right? Like, we have to keep the house very clean, and we have to take extra precautions when preparing food. And those are things we do that we believe have contributed to her success, because her treatment was very successful.
Which is wonderful to hear. A couple of years ago, when you first so very kindly invited me into your home and we did this story on Hillary, this was all pre-pandemic. It was really a different world. And yet your family, in some ways, sort of pioneers in the whole figure out how to isolate and how to make the best of being at home together with your family, because you really needed to do that even then to protect Hillary from some of the germs that were out there, right?
Oh, my gosh. I remember I was reflecting on your visit this morning, actually, when you came into our whole living room and visited with us. And we were so, it was so early. And we remember thinking, should we ask Patricia Bowl to wear a mask? And we were like, we should, you know, and we had a family meeting about it, you know, and like those were things that we had to discuss pre-COVID. And we've always taken the most cautious approach. And again, we feel that it is the way to go with navigating this rare disease, for sure.
I don't know if this is too personal, and if it is, that's fine. But how do you approach that with COVID vaccines when you want to protect yourself, but also you're obviously concerned about other health issues? Do you have them, or is that a big discussion in your family as well?
With vaccine administration, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, so we did have to do a little bit of research with, Stephen and I are fully vaccinated and we've just received our boosters. But with Hillary, we did have to seek a couple opinions, you know, from CHEO, her hematologists, and also from SickKids and St. Justin in Montreal, who both have transplant centers there. And everyone was fully supportive of Hillary receiving the vaccine, despite the possibility of her experiencing hemolysis, so she might need a hemoglobin transfusion afterwards. It's still getting the vaccine still outweighs the risk. If she becomes ill for any other reason, Hillary will need that vaccine to protect her. A lot of good research is out there now. Has just been released for her. I'm talking too much, Patricia, but I'm sorry. very promising research that says after two doses, Hillary's very well protected, and that's proven by some antibody tests. So we have had to, do some research, but we're very supportive of the vaccine mandate, for sure.
You must have your medical degree by now, because I know you've had to do a lot of research over the years. For sure.
That's Daddy who's got the PhD. Yes. Yeah. Not medicine, but yeah, we do have to, that's all we think about, you know.
That's some good parents that you have there, Hillary, that are always looking out for you and your sister and your best interests. But I want to ask you, obviously you said you had some days that are kind of sad where you have a teacher maybe departing and you go through all the stuff that all of us go through, but generally, are you feeling pretty good every day? Do you wake up kind of ready to jump out of bed and embrace the day?
Yes, I do. It's honestly so hard to wake up, but it's so fun to just see my family and play with them all day. Like play Roblox, play the toys that we got from Christmas. And it's just so, it feels so good to wake up now because I don't have to worry about getting my medicine done. And I don't have to worry about having my stomach hurting or headaches or something like that. It's just so much better now.
I love to hear that. And obviously it's winter time, so it's not the right time of year, but do you still have that, was it a tent trailer that you had in the backyard?
Yes, we do. Sometimes I even go on top of it and read some books or something like that, and it's really fun.
Oh, awesome. All right, I want to ask you about this, Kelly. I understand you're an advocate for Students Saving Lives. What's that program? Can you tell us how that works across the country?
Thank you so much for asking for this opportunity to share this information, because Student Saving Lives is just a brainchild of ours that we came up with at home, and that's a program to help incentivize students to join the Canadian Stem Cell Registry. So as you know, well, as you may or may not know right now, that people aren't keen on doing much, and joining the Stem Cell Registry isn't on the top of everyone's priority list. But it's something that can so easily be done from the comfort of your home by mail for free to save someone's life. And so we came up with an idea to reach out to high school students for them to earn community service hours simply by participating in getting swabbed activities with Canadian Blood Services. So just a little more background, high school students need 40 hours of community service just to get their high school diploma. And due to pandemic restrictions, those hours are reduced to 20 right now. And we thought, you know, what a better way to get students to participate in civic responsibility than to join the Stem Cell Registry. So we just started sending emails. And in just 2 weeks of my mom and I sending, you know, emails to every school in Canada, over 1,000 students participated in the activities and 800 of them joined the Stem Cell Registry. And we just haven't stopped. We're just sending out emails, and Canadian Blood Services has received several philanthropic donations to support our ideas, Students Saving Lives. And so now they're building a big website, and now it's the program is just really taking off, and we couldn't be more pleased because, I mean, imagine we find Hillary's match there, you know?
Mm.
So that would be so great.
Because she's in remission, but you're still looking for a match.
Well, I mean, it's very hard to talk about, but yeah, like aplastic anemia is a very long journey. It's a marathon and not a race. Mm-hmm. And the only cure is a stem cell transplant. So we did proceed with immunosuppressive therapy, and it's been highly successful. And we've seen a lot of stories of people with long time recovery, but we don't know what the future holds. And if something does happen and she needs that life-saving treatment, that cure, we really want that match to be there. And it's simply a matter of awareness, you know, like everyone we've talked to is open and receptive to the concept. They just weren't aware of it, mm-hmm. you know? So,
and as you say, it's a particularly challenging time to turn that awareness into action right now when yes. people's inclination is to stay home and look after their own family and perhaps their own best interests. But there are certainly people out there that want to help if they have the awareness of how to do it. So I love how active you are on that front. I hope once in a while you just sit on the couch and binge some Netflix, because you certainly deserve to do that too. But go.
Do I do that, Hillary? Do I still?
Yeah, sometimes we watch movies.
That's good. So I want to ask one last question of both of you. We're talking about New Year's resolutions a little bit here today, and kind of this crazy week between Christmas and New Year's where you get a chance to sort of take a fresh sheet and write down how you want things to go. What would be your biggest mm-hmm. and best hope as you look at each other and share that love between the two of you? What would be your biggest and best hope for 2022?
I don't really know, because honestly everything is going so well in our lives that we just really all we want to do is spend time together, so we don't really know.
maybe if we could freeze time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe if we can freeze time, that would be cool.
That sounds like a perfect example of living in the moment, which we all need to learn to do, so I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Patricia Bull, for speaking with us again. Hey, we missed you. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes. I look forward to the day we can meet in person. But for now, the phone and radio is a perfect conduit, and lovely to touch base with you again. Happy New Year to both of you, and continued good health.
Happy New Year to you, too. Bye.
She's so shy. I've got to pull her out of her shell a little bit. Just wonderful. That's Hillary McGibbon and her mom, Kelly McKibben, talking about Christmas being a little bit more normal this year. And we're so happy that it is, and so happy they could share that update with us.